Good morning. My name is Nathan Zassman, and you're listening to Zassman Plays the Classics. Continuing with my series featuring all the orchestral instruments, today is my second program featuring the French horn, which since about 1930 has simply been called the horn. The music that started today's program, which you can hear in the background, is the famous third movement from the Mozart Second Horn Concerto, performed by the Australian horn virtuoso Barry Tuckwell. On last week's program, I featured some of the great music composed by orchestral composers including Tchaikovsky, Mahler, Brahms, and the German composer Richard Strauss, whose father was principal horn in the Bavarian court opera for over 40 years. Franz Strauss also composed some beautiful music for the horn. Here are four pieces by Franz Strauss: Nocturno, Les Adieux, and Empfindungen am Meer, performed by hornist Stefan Dohr, who's the principal horn in the Berlin Philharmonic, accompanied by pianist Marcus Becker. And we'll follow those three pieces with the Theme and Variations, performed by hornist Adam Friedrich with pianist Sandor Falve.
Thank you.
When played beautifully, the French horn or the horn can produce some of the most gorgeous sounds. That was three pieces for horn and piano, Nocturno, Les Adieux, and Empfindungen am Meer by the German composer Franz Strauss, performed by hornist Stefan Dohr, who is the principal horn in the Berlin Philharmonic, accompanied by pianist Marcus Becker, followed by the Theme and Variations for Horn by Franz Strauss, performed by Adam Friedrich with pianist Sandor Falve. Next is the Concerto No. 1, Opus 8 for Horn and Orchestra by Franz Strauss, performed by the great Australian hornist Barry Tuckwell with the London Symphony Orchestra, conducted by István Kertész.
Thank you.
Concerto No. 1, Opus 8, by Franz Strauss, performed by hornist Barry Tuckwell with the London Symphony Orchestra, conducted by István Kertész. Franz Joseph Haydn was an Austrian composer of the classical period, born March 31, 1732, and who died May 31, 1809. Haydn was instrumental in developing chamber music such as the piano trio, and he's also called the father of the symphony and the string quartet. He composed 68 string quartets and 106 symphonies. He was a friend and mentor of Mozart and a tutor of Beethoven. He composed two horn concertos. This is the Haydn Horn Concerto No. 1, which Haydn composed in 1762. The horn soloist is the Australian virtuoso Barry Tuckwell, with Sir Neville Mariner conducting the Academy of St. Martin in the Fields.
Thank you.
Concerto No. 1 for Horn and Orchestra by Franz Joseph Haydn, with horn soloist Barry Tuckwell. Sir Neville Marriner conducted the Academy of St. Martin in the Fields. Haydn composed the Horn Concerto No. 2 in 1781, almost 20 years after he composed the first concerto. This performance features horn soloist Michael Thompson with the Philharmonia Orchestra, conducted by Christopher Warren Green.
Thank you.
Concerto No. 2 for Horn and Orchestra by Franz Joseph Haydn. Michael Thompson was the horn soloist. Christopher Warren Green conducted the Philharmonia Orchestra. Staying with Haydn, Haydn composed the Divertimento for horn, violin, and cello in E-flat major in 1767. This performance again is by hornist Michael Thompson with the Philharmonia Orchestra conducted by Christopher Warren Green.
Thank you.
Divertimento for horn, violin, and piano by Franz Joseph Haydn, performed by Michael Thompson Horn with the Philharmonia Orchestra, conducted by Christopher Warren Green. Carl Maria von Weber was a German composer, conductor, pianist, and guitarist, born in 1786, who died in 1826 at the age of only 39 of tuberculosis. He was considered one of the first important composers of the Romantic period. He's well known for his operas Der Freischütz, Euryanthe, and Oberon, but his compositions for clarinet, bassoon, and horn occupy an important place in the musical repertoire. His concertino for horn requires the performer to simultaneously produce two notes by humming while playing, a technique known as multiphonics. Here's the concertino for horn and orchestra by Carl Maria von Weber with hornist Hermann Baumann. Kurt Mazur conducts the Leipzig Gewandhaus Orchestra. Thank you. Concertino for Horn and Orchestra by Carl Maria von Faber, with hornist Hermann Baumann. Kurt Mazur conducted the Leipzig Gewandhaus Orchestra. Camille Saint-Saëns was a French composer, organist, conductor, and pianist in the Romantic period. He was born October 9, 1835, and died December 16, 1921, so he lived to be 86 years. He's famous for his third violin concerto, his third symphony called the Organ Symphony, and the Carnival of the Animals, which is probably his most popular piece of music. He was a musical prodigy and was performing concerts at the age of 10. He composed the Morceau de Concert for horn and orchestra, Opus 94, in 1887, with a goal to exploit the technical possibilities of the new valve horn mechanism, which allowed horn players to play all the chromatic tones. The American horn player Francis Orval is the horn soloist, with the Orchestra of Radio Luxembourg, conducted by Louis de Framont.
Thank you.
Morceau de Concert, Opus 94, by the French composer Camille Saint-Saëns, performed by hornist Francis Orval. Louis de Fremont conducted the orchestra of Radio Luxembourg. Saint-Saëns composed the Romance for Horn and Piano, Opus 36, in 1874. This is one of the most popular solo pieces for the French horn and has been transcribed for many other instruments. This performance is by hornist Felix Kleiser with pianist Christoph Kamer.
Thank you.
Romance for Horn and Piano, Opus 36 by Camille Saint-Saëns. The horn soloist was Felix Kleaser with pianist Christoph Kamer. This ends today's program, the second in my new series featuring the horn. Remember that you can listen to podcasts of previous broadcasts by going to ZassmanClassics.com, and if you have any recommendations for future programs, or if you would just like to chat about music, my email address is music@Zassman.com. My name is Nathan Zassman. Tune in again next week for more music for the horn.